Unit 14. India and Bangladesh. India's role in the emergence of Bangladesh. Page 1. Structure. 14.0. Objective. 14.1. Introduction. 14.2. Background of the conflict. 14.3. Immediate cause of conflict. 14.4. East Bengal crisis and its compulsions on India. 14.5. India's intervention. 14.6. The War of 1971. 14.7. Impact of War. 14.8. Conclusion. 14.9. Key words. 14.10. Suggested readings. 14.11. Answers to check your progress. Page 2. 14.0. Objective. India and Bangladesh are not just neighbors. They have many socio-historical reasons for inevitable intimate relations among them. Hence, in this unit, an effort has been made to describe these. After going through this unit, you should be able to understand the role played by India in the emergence of Bangladesh and what are the factors which made India to participate in this affairs. 14.1. Introduction. It is admitted at all hands that India played a vital role in the emergence of Bangladesh as an independent state. This role continued to undergo change according to the changing conditions. During the initial stages, India decided to follow the policy of non-intervention in the affairs of Pakistan and maintained complete neutrality. However, in the wake of atrocities committed by General Tikka Khan, the Pakistan general on men, women and children of East Bengal, India expressed concern over violation of human rights. Later on, when a large number of East Bengal refugees took shelter in India and caused a serious strain on the economy of the country, India exerted pressure on Pakistan to normalize conditions in East Bengal to facilitate the return of refugees to their homes. India even tried to build up international pressure on Pakistan to take back these refugees. Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and Indian External Affairs Minister Swaran Singh undertook tours to several countries to secure support for a political settlement of East Bengal crisis so that the return of refugees to their homes was facilitated. However, as these efforts failed to produce the desired result, India decided to intervene effectively to resolve the crisis. India not only provided necessary help to the refugees but also joined hands with the Mukti Bahini to secure their rights. This involved India in a war with Pakistan in December 1971. Indian Army formed a joint command with Mukti Bahini and inflicted a defeat on Pakistan Army. This paved the way for the liberation of independent Bangladesh. India was one of the first countries to accord recognition to Bangladesh. Soon, other countries also granted recognition to Bangladesh and thus completed the process of liberation of Bangladesh. For the attainment of this goal, India made unparalleled sacrifices, both in men and material. This was naturally acknowledged by the leaders of East Bengal, and they tried to cultivate most intimate relations with India. Page 3. 14.2. Background of the conflict. The genesis of the problem can be traced back to 1947, when India was partitioned on the basis of religion and the state Pakistan was created. Pakistan comprised of two wings, Eastern and Western, which were separated from each other by about 1200 miles of Indian territory. As Professor Dutt has observed, psychologically, emotionally and even physically, East Bengal's participation in the Muslim League concepts of politics, even before partition, and in the emergence of Pakistan was minimal. The demand for creation of Pakistan was mainly supported by the Muslims of Uttar Pradesh and Bombay. It is noteworthy that though the majority of population of Pakistan was concentrated in East Pakistan, the politics of the country was largely controlled by the leaders from West Pakistan, especially Punjab. In view of the different languages and cultures, the people of East Bengal never felt emotionally one with the people of West Bengal. In fact, the people of East Bengal were unhappy with the bureaucratic military rulers of Pakistan, who mainly hailed from West Pakistan and tried to keep the people of East Pakistan under their control. This was naturally resented by East Pakistan. Ever since the creation of Pakistan in 1947, the people of its eastern half, the East Bengal of East Pakistan, were struggling against the domination of their culture and economy by the people of West Pakistan. For instance, when in 1949 Pakistan adopted Urdu as its only national language, the people of East Bengal came out with strong resistance against the move. It led to the organization of Awami League, the party committed to secure the rights of the people of East Bengal. In 1956, they opposed the move to deny them their due share in the political and economic life of Pakistan. In 1957, the East Bengal Assembly adopted a motion demanding full autonomy for East Bengal. It was designed to oppose strongly the economic exploitation by the western half of Pakistan. After 1947, the people of West Pakistan established and they maintained with vengeance their superior position in all spheres vis-a-vis with the people of East Bengal. The government of Pakistan, being dominated by the people of West Punjab, did nothing to meet the legitimate demands and aspirations of the people of East Bengal. The result was a gradual but definite consolidation of anti-West Pakistan feelings in East Bengal. The East Bengalis started feeling that their part of Pakistan was nothing but a colony of West Pakistan, which was deliberately being kept economically backward and underdeveloped, and whose foreign exchange earnings resulting from the export of jute and tea were being used for developing the country, the economy and life of West Pakistan. It has been in this context that many scholars opine, and rightly so, that the rise of Bangladesh as a sovereign state in 1971 was an outcome of the long-drawn movement spread over two decades or so, and not merely a produce of the post-March 1970 developments and the subsequent war of December 1971. Page 4. 14.3. Immediate cause of conflict. The immediate cause of conflict was that President Yahya Khan of Pakistan, in connivance with Z.A. Bhutto, leader of Pakistan People Party, denied Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the Awami League leader, the right to form government in Pakistan, even though his party had secured 160 out of 300 seats in the National Assembly and an absolute majority in the Provincial Assembly in the elections held in December 1970. Mujibur Rahman launched a civil disobedience movement against the high-handed policy of President Yahya Khan. The military government, Pakistan, resorted to policy of oppression. On the other hand, Mujibur formed Mukti Bahini to achieve freedom. This resulted in a sort of civil war in East Bengal, and a large number of Bengalis refugees fled to India, causing greater strain on its economy. This naturally strained India's relations with Pakistan. On the other hand, Pakistan openly accused India of instigating the East Bengalis and actively helping them against Pakistan. India, however, denied these charges. 14.4 East Bengal Crisis and its compulsions on India. Initially, India decided to maintain strictly its policy of keeping away from internal affairs of Pakistan. It viewed with alarm the happenings in East Bengal but decided to maintain complete neutrality. However, later on, the atrocities committed by the army of General Tikka Khan on the men, women and children of East Bengal compelled India to voice support for the protection of their human rights. Further, when the big influx of refugees from East Bengal into India took place in the post-March 1970 period, India found herself burdened with the responsibility of looking after the primary needs of these refugees. This involved a big strain on Indian economy, and consequently, it forced the government of India to demand the normalization of conditions in East Bengal and the return of refugees to their homes. Page 5. The government of Pakistan, on the other hand, decided to put the blame on India. It began charging India of interfering with the internal affairs of Pakistan. It issued a white paper in which it tried to link the crisis of East Pakistan with the Agartala conspiracy case and observed that India was behind the trouble in East Pakistan. The government of Pakistan, it appeared, was as such been to transform the East Bengal crisis into an Indo-Pak problem and issue. This charge was strongly refuted by India, and it refused to accept the view that crisis in East Bengal was a part of Indo-Pak problem. India therefore decided to secure world public opinion in favor of the human rights of the people of East Bengal. The Indian Prime Minister Mrs. Indira Gandhi and the External Affairs Minister Mr. Swaran Singh undertook world tours for securing support or a political settlement of East Bengal crisis which can secure the safe return of refugees to their homes. India also raised the issue at the UN and in other international forums. However, these moves and efforts failed to produce any meaningful result. Check your progress 1. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Describe the background of conflict which resulted in the emergence of Bangladesh. 2. Write a note on the immediate cause for conflict between East and West Pakistan. 3. Examine the factors which compelled India to participate in East Bengal crisis 1971. Page 6. 14.5 India's intervention. In 1971, India became aware of the fact that it would have to interfere in the crisis of effecting a settlement of this crisis. On 15 June 1971, Mrs. Indira Gandhi declared in the Rajya Sabha that we will have to go through hell to meet the challenge posted by the developments in Bangladesh. From then onward, India started providing help to the refugees and their Mukti Bahini for securing their rights, which involved the liberation of Bangladesh. The crisis soon developed into the December 1971 Indo-Pak War. The Indian Army formed a joint command with Mukti Bahini and both jointly fought against the West Pakistani Army in East Bengal. In fact, in March 1971, when the East Bengalis formed an interim government, India refrained from according recognition to the interim government due to the fear that this may provoke Pakistan into a war. Despite all this, Pakistan mounted an attack on India in western sector. India acted promptly and gave a befitting reply to Pakistan. India also decided to accord recognition to the interim government of Bangladesh on 6 December 1971. On 10 December 1971, India concluded a treaty with Bangladesh whereby the two agreed to set up a joint India Mukti Bahini command under an Indian general with the objective of liberating Bangladesh from Pakistan military regime. It was agreed that the Indian army would leave Bangladesh as soon as normalcy was established in the country. On its part, India pledged to protect the territorial integrity of Bangladesh and extend economic assistance for the reconstruction of the new state. They also worked out details regarding the return of Bangladeshi refugees to their country. Page 7. In the meanwhile, China came to the support of Pakistan and served India with an ultimatum. Even USA extended support to Pakistan and ordered its 7th Fleet to move towards the Bay of Bengal. However, Soviet Union warned third parties to refrain from interference in the subcontinent. On 9th August 1971, India signed a treaty of peace, friendship and cooperation with Soviet Union for 20 years. This was the first treaty of its kind which India signed after independence with any country. Some critics regarded this treaty as contrary to the non-aligned character of India. However, it cannot be denied that the treaty proved quite helpful in so far as it acted as a deterrent against US and Chinese intervention in war. According to V.P. Dutt, the treaty lent a new dimension to the Indo-Soviet relationship wherein Soviet backing came to be crucial for warding off the most serious threat to India's integrity and socio-economic polity. The people of East Bengal till 1970 did not voice their support for liberation from the clutches of West Pakistan. It were the attempts of General Yahya and Bhutto's PPP to prevent the transfer of power in Pakistan to the East Bengal based on Sheikh Mujib's Awami League that created a sharp and violent protest and reaction in East Bengal, and which forced the people of East Bengal to launch a civil disobedience movement for securing their legitimate rights and for ending the era of exploitation. The failure of General Yahya to transfer power to the Awami League, which had secured clear majority in the March 1970 elections, the arrest of Sheikh Mujib in March 1970, and the military crack down inflicted on the people of East Bengal gave rise to a revolution against West Pakistan and to the declaration of Bangladesh as a sovereign republic. 14.6 The War of 1971. On 4 December 1971, Pakistan made a clear declaration of war against India. Even before the declaration of war against India, on 3 December 1971, the Pakistani army started aggression in the western sector. They attacked several Indian posts on this side of the seas in Kashmir. The Pakistan Air Force also resorted to heavy bombardment of several Indian Air Force stations in northern India. In the midst of these developments, Indian Army units based in Agartala were directed to march into East Pakistan. The Indian Air Force also organized several air attacks on Pakistan Air Force bases and inflicted heavy damages. Even the Indian Navy played an effective role in the conduct of war. By 15 December 1971, the Pakistani forces in East Bengal were surrounded by the Indian troops. As there was no scope for any escape, Lieutenant General Niyazd, the commander of the Pakistani troops in East Bengal, sent a message for ceasefire on 15 December 1971, but the offer was turned down by the Indian authorities. Page 8. They asked Niazi to make an unconditional surrender. After some hesitation, the Pakistan forces agreed to make a surrender on 16 December 1971. Lieutenant General Niazi signed an instrument of surrender, which was accepted by Lieutenant General Jagjit Singh Arora, GOC, in charge of Indian and Bangladesh forces in the Eastern Command on behalf of the Indian Armed Forces. This surrender included all Pakistani land, air and naval forces, as also all paramilitary forces and civil armed forces. These forces agreed to lay down their arms and surrender at the place where they were currently located to the nearest regular troops in the command of Lieutenant General Jagjit Singh Arora. On his part, Lieutenant General Arora gave a solemn assurance that personnel who surrender shall be treated with dignity and respect, that soldiers are entitled to in accordance with the provisions of the Geneva Convention, and guaranteed the safety and well-being of all Pakistan military and paramilitary forces who surrender. In all, about 91,000 Pakistani troops made a surrender before the Indian authorities. They were taken as prisoners of war and brought to India. The war formally came to an end on 16 December 1971 when Pakistan accepted Indian decision to observe a ceasefire with effect from the midnight of 16 December. Thus the war lasted for only 13 days. 14.7 Impact of War. The Indo-Pak War of 1971 proved quite decisive and left a deep impact on the power structure in South Asian subcontinent. It led to bifurcation of Pakistan and the emergence of a new sovereign state of Bangladesh. The creation of Bangladesh gave a serious blow to the two-nation theory, which had led to the partition of India and creation of State of Pakistan on the basis of religion. The war, though quite disastrous for Pakistan, brought certain indirect advantages to Pakistan. In the first place, it made Pakistan geographically more compact and economically more close-knit. Secondly, it led to restoration of civil government in Pakistan after a gap of almost 14 years. Thirdly, the war forced the new Pakistan leadership to concentrate on the domestic affairs and not to harp on the favorite tune of threat from India. As the people of Pakistan got thoroughly disillusioned with the military leadership due to the losses suffered by the country during the 1971 war, they showed willingness to support Bhutto. They made it easy for Bhutto to formulate and execute radical economic and military measures to get Pakistan out of mess. Fourthly, the war paved the way for Indo-Pak détente. Bhutto, quite conscious of this new realities of the situation, decided to enter into direct negotiations with India to ensure durable and honorable peace in the subcontinent. Page 9. After the defeat of West Pakistani Army in Bangladesh, The administration of the country was entrusted to the leaders of Bangladesh. Bangladesh was granted recognition by other states, and this completed the process of liberation of Bangladesh. India played a leading role in the liberation of Bangladesh. Its people made bold sacrifices for securing to the people of Bangladesh their freedom and their rights. These historic and unparalleled sacrifices made by the people of India and the material and moral support that they gave to the people of Bangladesh combined together to provide a solid foundation for the development of warm and highly friendly and cooperative relations between India and Bangladesh. Check your progress too. Note: 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Discuss the India's intervention in Bangla crisis. 2. Briefly explain Bangla war in 1971. 3. What are the impact of Bangla war 1971? Discuss. Page 10. 14.8. Conclusion. Initially, India decided to maintain strictly its policy of keeping away from internal affairs of Pakistan. It viewed with alarm the happenings in East Bengal, but decided to maintain complete neutrality. However, later on, the atrocities committed by the army of General Tikka Khan on the men, women and children of East Bengal compelled India to voice support for the protection of the human rights. Further, with the big influx of refugees from East Bengal into India took place in the post. After a highly efficient and successful military operation of nearly 2 weeks, the joint command led by Lieutenant General Jagjit Singh Arora was in a position to secure the liberation of Bangladesh on 16 December 1971. Meanwhile, on 6 December 1971, India had granted recognition to Bangladesh. It has been a consistent and vitally important principle of Indian foreign policy to refrain from any interference in the internal affairs of other countries, and more particularly in the internal affairs of its neighbors. But the dirty struggle for power that emerged in Pakistan after the first ever general election held in March 1970 created a highly taxing and dangerous situation in East Pakistan, which forced India to support, on humanitarian grounds, the rights of the Bangladeshis, of the Bengalis living in East Pakistan. 14.9 Keywords: refugees, the people who flee to another country. Domination, keeping under one's thumb. Autonomy, the ability to control one's own destiny by virtue of enjoying independence from external influences. Disobedience, violation of orders. Exploitation, taking undue advantage of the other party's weak or unstable position. Surrender, the act of ceasing to resist. Page 11. 14.10 Suggested readings. Josh Haracharan Singh, India's Foreign Policy, Nehru to Rao, Indian Council of World Affairs, New Delhi, et 1994. Chopra V.D., India and Socialist World, Allied Publishers, Bombay, 1983. Appadurai A., Selected Documents on India's Foreign Policy and Relations, 1947-1972, Oxford University Press, Oxford, 1985. Jayaramu R.S., India's National Security and Foreign Policy, ABC Publishing House, New Delhi, 1987. Jaitley Nancy, India-China Relations, 1947-77, Radiant Publishers, New Delhi, 1979. 14.11 Answers to check your progress. Check your progress 1. 1. See section 14.2. 2. See section 14.3. 3. See section 14.4. Check your progress 2. 1. See section 14.5. 2. See section 14.6. 3. See section 14.7. Page 12. Notes.